Welcome to another episode of the Sisters in Christ podcast. We're here in this brand new year to talk about guarding your heart, guarding your life. In studio with me today is Pam. Welcome.
Hi, Tamara.
Happy New Year.
Good to be here.
Scripture speaks of the heart, not as a vague emotional center, but as the command center of the human soul. The heart is the seat of our affections, and our affections determine our direction. We do not drift toward holiness. We drift toward whatever we treasure most. The enemy understands this. He does not need to destroy your circumstances if he can quietly reorient your loves. A misplaced affection will eventually produce misplaced obedience. There is a reason Proverbs 4 tells us, above all else, guard your heart. The heart is the place where our decisions are shaped, our identity is formed, and our relationship with God flows. When the enemy wants to disrupt a woman's life, he doesn't start with her circumstances. He starts with a heart. He knows that if he can affect your heart, he can disrupt your peace, your confidence, your relationships, your focus. Proverbs 4 is the blueprint for emotional and spiritual stability. It's a chapter that teaches us what you allow in will eventually shape what comes out. So today, we're exploring how to protect the very core of who we are so that our lives, our homes, and our futures can flow from a healthy, God-centered heart. So get your coffee, your tea, your water, or whatever your favorite drink may be, and join us on this journey as we explore guarding our hearts, guarding our lives. Pam, we are back.
Yes, we are. And we're going to Proverbs chapter 4.
Proverbs chapter 4. And this is a very important chapter. We're talking mm-hmm. about guarding our hearts, Pam. Mm-hmm. And it's something that we should do intentionally, mm-hmm. not just let it drift. So how does Proverbs 4, Pam, connect guarding the heart to a wise, stable life?
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Above all else, guard your heart. For everything you do flows from it. That's very important. Mm-hmm. Everything we do flows from our heart.
Yeah.
And like you mentioned in your introduction, it's the place where decisions are shaped. Our identity is formed and our relationship from God flows. So we have to protect it.
Yes.
We have to protect that place. And just like the heart, the organ is protected by the rib cage, we have to be intentional in protecting this heart. See, wisdom isn't managing chaos after it happens, but it's guarding our heart so that it doesn't take root mm-hmm. and we prevent it from happening. Not to say our lives are perfect and we don't have disappointments, but we have to protect what we allow in so that we can live this life that's pleasing in the eyes of God.
Yeah, so biblical wisdom, it's a preventive type mm-hmm. of, right?
Yeah.
It's not reactive.
Nope. Nope.
It tells us things beforehand mm-hmm. to help us to avoid consequences
yeah.
that will cause us pain.
Yeah.
And so a loving father yeah. ensures that he puts boundaries in place to help those he loves, his children, and to keep them from harm and danger. And so guarding our hearts is taking in the wisdom from God's word and applying it to our hearts and living it out so that we can be protected by the one who loves us most.
That's the crux of it, you know, Tamara. A lot of times we look at these phrases and they seem foreign and so distant. But in order to guard your heart, you need to know the word of yes. God. What does it say? We need to be in it, studying it, fellowshipping with God, praise and worship, praying, so that when situations come, we know how to deal with it. And so, you know, it reminded me of when I was younger, I would speak to young people around the church setting on varying topics, but there are a few times I would have to talk on dating.
Right.
I would read books, you know, get references. And what I thought I would get would be a book that would say, okay, you have to dress a certain way, you have to act a certain way, you have to go certain places in order to meet the right person. But Tamara, it didn't. It always went back to God's word and the relationship with God. And that's the way it is with guarding our heart. You cannot get around it without knowing the word of God. That's how we guard our heart against the enemy. Because the enemy is out there. He is seeking whom he may destroy. He wants to destroy us. He wants to kill us and he wants to destroy us. And if we don't have the assurance of God's word in our hearts, then he will be victorious over us.
Yeah, I think about the desires of our hearts. Mm-hmm. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. You know, we spoke about that Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 last episode. And then if we commit our way unto the Lord, the word says, he shall give us the desires of our hearts. Mm-hmm. But what does those desires look like? It's not any type of desire. Sometimes we have unchecked desires that do not align with the word of God. And those unchecked desires take root in our heart. And what they do is they quietly govern our decisions.
Yes.
So sometimes we see we're making the same decision over and over again, but then we need to, hey, let me look at what's the root of this in my heart. And so when we talk about stability, it begins when we love right within our heart. Where is our affections at? Is it loving the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, your strength? You know, is that your desire? Or is it to get rich? Or is it to for power and fame? Those are unchecked desires. They are worldly desires. But the number one desire we should have, and I think what protects our hearts, is loving the Lord our God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, with all of our strength. And in doing that, then we align our heart's desires with him. What does he want for us? What does he want for our family? What does he want us to do in our community?
It's like Matthew 6, verses 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Right.
And all of these things that you feel that you desire will be added unto you. And he shapes us. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, then you can ask whatever. But first, we have to abide in him and his word will abide in us. Then we don't ask amiss tomorrow. We don't ask for things that are outside of the will of God. But the heart is very important. I read a scripture. It was in Luke. I can't remember exactly where it is, but it says, where your treasures are, there your heart is also.
Yes.
And that scripture puzzled me for a bit because I thought your treasures followed your heart. But God is saying, wherever you put your focus, wherever you put your attention, the heart is going to follow. And that's why it's so important. And so when we talk about guarding our heart, it's not about making one right decision, but it's a lifestyle of good decisions because God dwells within us, guiding us and protecting us. And tomorrow, it doesn't mean that we are perfect.
No.
Because we are not.
No.
We are going to experience disappointment. We're going to experience challenges. And we are going to act in ways that we shouldn't. Don't we do it all the time?
We do it all the time.
I know, I do it sometimes.
Wretched man am I.
You know, when I want to be calm in a situation, whew, it hits me and I just say what I have to say in that moment. Yes. But I check myself. And I know that, yes, okay, I didn't do what I was supposed to do, God, but help me the next time around.
Right. So basically, there's a place where we either the word of God is discipling our thoughts, or the world is, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. We're getting it from God and his word, or we're getting it from the world. So guarding the heart is an act of, I would say, being intentional in your thoughts, in your attitudes, in your responses, and choosing God's voice to direct your path,
yes.
not the world's. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, there's a lot of worldview out there, and there's access to it now because you have social media, the World Wide Web, and there are a lot of people saying a lot of things. And you come across it, and you spoke about it, you know, talking about dating and so forth. I was sharing with my daughters the other day, you know, they listened to the podcast that's relating to dating. And I'm always saying, how does this align with the word of God? Oh, this is a Christian influencer. But are they talking the word of God? Because people can brand themselves in a certain way and say Christian, but if they're not talking the truth from God's word, then there's a conflict in what they're presenting. And so guarding our hearts mean if I'm listening to someone and they may speak eloquently, they may sound like they're talking a lot of sense because it appeals to my own heart's condition. If I don't align that with the word of God, then I am being influenced by a source that is potentially contaminating my heart. And so there are things that we need to do, turn off, not listen to, not go to, in order to protect our hearts.
And guarding our heart, it's intentional, like you mm-hmm. mentioned, but it's also personal.
Yes.
I cannot rely on you tomorrow because God may be leading you in a certain direction, which he's not leading me. And we can look over our lives and the steps that I took to get where I am today, they're not necessarily the steps that you took or someone else watching me should take. So you can listen to persons, Christian influencers, but you have to see God for yourself. You have to allow him to lead you and guide you for yourself. You have to get into that word for yourself. Because we mentioned in a past podcast that people have all different types of interpretation. Mm-hmm. And you cannot rely on them. You need to rely on the wisdom that God gave you to walk in the path that he has chosen for you. And when we learn to guard our heart, it's not about confusion.
No.
God gives us clarity to walk in the right path, even when sometimes we don't understand it or people around us don't understand it.
And when we talk about the heart, we talk about an emotional experience, mm-hmm. right? A lot of times our decisions is attached to an emotion. Mm-hmm. And that emotion is so strong, it draws us,
yeah.
right? And the Bible says the heart is deceitful yeah. and mm-hmm. and desperately wicked. Who can know it, yeah. right? So we really need to be, and God gives us the grace to be able to work past those emotions and to be able to stand on his word. Our minds are being transformed by his word, and to react or to move and make decisions, not from an emotional perspective, but a heart that is rooted, grounded, and built up in him. Mm-hmm. And it's not easy for us as women.
No, it's not easy. Period.
But I say as women because they always say women are so emotional. Men yeah. are more logical, mm-hmm. and women make decisions from emotions.
But that's how he created us.
Yes,
he created us to be emotional beings. If we were like men, that would be pretty boring. Don't you think so? But we are who we are.
We are.
He wants us to guard it that we don't overreact
yes.
or act in a wrong way towards persons. But we are who we are, and I don't want to change myself. Because people think that, oh, Pam, you shouldn't be like that. No, I am who I am. God created me. And once God is okay with me, I'm going to be me. I'm not going to stress myself out trying to be like somebody else.
We're fearfully and wonderfully made.
Right? And you know, tomorrow.
And marvelous. are His works.
And guarding our heart is about that.
Yes.
Because so many times people speak so many things into our lives. We have to protect our heart from that entering into our lives, yes, and us dwelling on that and accepting that. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. You could have short hair, you could be dark-skinned, you could be light-skinned, you could be solid, you could be slim. Yeah. It doesn't matter what anybody out there tells you. You and I are fearfully and wonderfully made in the sight of God. So we have to guard our hearts from negativity. Those things that people want to speak over us, and for us to dwell on.
And so many times we have good intentions,
yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm.
I had a good intention. I wanted to do that, mm-hmm, and it turned out a different way. But good intentions really can't compensate,
no,
for unguarded affections. Mm-hmm. And so we need to really think about how God's truth is being applied in our everyday life. And stability, it brings stability,
yeah,
to the discomforts and the craziness that our emotions and the world brings. I mean, just going on social media, how many emotions do you, mm-hmm, you're scrolling and, mm-hmm, you have varying emotions hitting you all at one time. And this neuroscience thing I'm coming across now, how our brain is shaped by being exposed to certain information over a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you may develop anxiety. You wonder, why am I anxious about everything? But you've been scrolling for the past year, probably 40 hours plus, listening to things that get you anxious. And now your brain has been trained to react a certain way. And you develop anxiety and wondering why I feel this way. But when you're rooted in God's word, it brings stability.
Stability.
And so we can, our hearts can be firmly anchored in His word,
yeah,
because He brings stability.
Yeah.
Pam, what does Proverbs 4 reveal about the role of God's word in directing our steps and shaping our decisions?
God said His word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And that's the crux of it tomorrow. We need to know His word. We need to study His word. We need to live by His word. And when we do that, then we could protect our heart from things that come in to destroy us. It's His word.
Yeah. We receive His word. We meditate on it. We act upon it. And so it governs our life. It's not something that just inspires us, the word of God. It's our authority. It commands us to do things. So in God's word, we're not just idly taught, being tossed to and fro. We're rooted. We understand that He loves us. And so when we act based on His word, we have the assurance of His protection.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important that we obey His word. And it's very important that we apply it to the circumstances of our lives.
Mm.
And we go through so much as women.
Yeah.
We go through so much. If it's not the relational side with marriage or children, it's the work side with career and professional development. And then it's the comparison and all of these different things that we have to filter through. But we filter them through the word. We filter them through His promises.
Mm-hmm.
And then we know now that we have the assurance of His protection because we're walking in obedience. Pam, when we think about the book of Proverbs chapter 4, what does Proverbs teach about the influence of the eyes, ears, and mouth on the condition of the heart? We mentioned it earlier about watching podcasts and all of those different things. What does Proverbs teach about the influence of the eyes?
I want to read
ears, and so forth,
a passage of scripture before I address that. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through 22 and 24 and 25. My son, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ears to my word. Don't let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and help to one's whole body. Keep your mouth free from perversity. Keep corrupt talk far from your lips. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. The scripture is saying tomorrow, protect what your eyes see, what your ears hear, and what your mouth speak. Mm-hmm. These are the gateway to our heart. It's very important for us to protect that. It's not what goes into a man that defiles him, but what comes out. But if you surround yourself, if you continue to listen to negativity, listen to those things that are not pleasing to God, watch stuff that God is not pleased with, eventually it's going to come out. And that's what defiles you. So we have to protect our lives from that. Like I said, the eyes, the ears, and our mouth will be speak. These are the gateway to our heart. And God has called us to be very careful as his children, what we allow to pass through and enter our hearts.
Remember that song we used to sing in Sunday school? We'll be careful,
little eyes, what you see, ears, what you hear. There's a Father up above.
Looking down.
Yes.
With tender love.
So good Sunday school was. It was very important. I haven't heard that song in ages, right? But it's so applicable.
Right. It comes to mind because really we don't understand the depth of how our hearts can deceive us and how we can be drawn away into our own little worlds without protection because we allow things we watch, we listen to, or environments we spend time in to influence us. Yeah. And over time, when a decision is made, we make a decision and we try to understand, how could I make a decision like that? Well, you were being influenced all of those years by watching certain movies, going to certain environments, being around certain people. And even, you know, when you have children, you say, well, I ain't taking them there to that particular friend or family member or so, because this one do this, that, the next, and I don't want them pick up anything. And it's so important that we even, we are guarding our hearts as women, but for those we love, we encourage them to guard theirs as well. Because what they do or watch, listen to, or come in contact with, now influences, now comes into your household.
I remember I was at COB, it's now UB, but I was at COB, and there was a show on ZNS. I was asked to speak on the influence of music on young people. And I was on the show, and it was so amazing. The next day after the show aired, I was walking downtown. I think I'd gone to the straw market to get something. And this lady came up to me. She said, "You were on television last night. I saw you. You were on television last night." I was like, yeah. Okay, it probably aired, right? And a few days later, a group of us went to the movies. I think we didn't have any youth meeting that night. And so we decided to go to the movies. So go to the movies, bought our ticket. We were so excited. Got our tickets. We were all 18, but there was one person in the group that wasn't 18, but we kind of like, okay, they're 18. We're all 18. Let's go in. And when I sat in the theater to watch the movie, all excited, had the popcorn. I didn't know what the movie was about. I was just glad we were going to the movies. Tamara, they were swearing left, right, and center. I mean, every word out was a swear. So like, I thought about that lady who saw me on ZNS. Just that brief moment, it was probably like 20 minutes, maybe half an hour. And she remembered me. And I thought to myself, Pam, how are you going to do this? What if someone sees you? They're like, this is the girl who was talking about the influence of music and how parents have to watch what their children see and hear. And so I got up. I told my cousin I was going to the bathroom. I didn't go to the bathroom. I just sat on the steps because I was like, I can't be in there. Like, I just didn't feel right being inside there.
You were convicted.
And then after a while, he came out to look for me and was like, what you doing here? I said, I can't. I said, I can't. I said, I can't go back and listen to that. I just can't. And he says, okay, let's go then. We all leave it. So we all left. But I just didn't feel right. Not just because if someone had seen me, but I didn't grow up like that.
No.
That's not what I allowed into me. And to this day, I do not watch movies.
That's right.
that has a lot of swearing. I believe when you swear like that, you don't have a vocabulary. So, you don't edify me in any way. So we have to be very careful because, like you mentioned, if we continue to see things and think it wouldn't bother us or allow our ears to hear things, it eventually shapes our desires.
It does.
This is the thing that we want. And it's subtle. We will talk about that when we address the next episode. But see, temptation is subtle.
Yes.
It's not loud. It whispers. It makes you think, it's okay. What's the big deal? It's just a movie. Why are you concerned that they have a lot of swearing in it? But no, you are corrupting your heart eventually because you allow that to come in. And what you allow to come in on a consistent basis will eventually come out. And that is what will defile you.
Yeah. Before I go to bed, I determine I'm not watching the news, anything. I just want to hear the Bible play and get my mind ready for rest. Pam, the Christian life is not aimless wandering. It is a God-directed pilgrimage. Salvation places us on a path and sanctification keeps us walking on it. What does Proverbs 4 teach us about staying on the path of the righteous and living with direction?
I want to address that with a scripture. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18 and 19. The path of the righteous is like the morning sun, shining ever brighter till the full light of day. But the way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. And then I want to look at 26 and 27 of the same chapter. Mm-hmm. Give careful thought to the path of your feet and be steadfast in all your ways. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Keep your foot from evil. So God is admonishing us to stay on the path of righteousness. I mentioned it earlier. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. We can only know the path that God is calling us when we walk in wisdom. And we can only know wisdom when we stay in God's word.
Mm-hmm. That's right, Mama. The center of Proverbs 4 is this truth. A guarded heart is a heart that treasures God above all else. And when Christ is treasured, wisdom becomes a way of life, not a burden, but a joy. Can you close us in prayer, Pam, please?
Yes, Father, we thank you for reminding us that our hearts are precious, God, to you. You created our hearts to carry purpose, peace, and your presence. God, today we ask you to search us, cleanse us, and restore what has been wounded or drained. Teach us, Father, to guard our hearts, not out of fear, Father, but out of wisdom. And Lord, help us to recognize anything, Lord, that pulls us away from you and give us the courage, Father, to release it. Strengthen us where we may feel weak. Heal us, Father, where we may feel broken. Bring clarity to those situations, Father, where we feel confused, and fill us where we feel empty, Father. May our hearts, Father, become safe places for your word to dwell, for peace to grow, and for faith to rise, and for love to overflow. Father, protect our emotions, purify our motives, and guard our steps so that everything we do flows from a heart that is guarded and aligned with yours. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.